So we do not sorrow like the heathens, the godless heathens, as we said in 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as those who have no hope. Today we light these candles. And again, we represent these candles as the candle of hope. Even in the midst of our most difficult times, even in the midst when we can't see God, He still provides hope. His loving kindness in the daytime and His song in the night. This hope candle that we light today represents that for all of us. We do not sorrow like the heathen, the godless. We have hope. The hope candle. Let me pray with you as Pastor Joe will come and lead in just a moment. But let me give you the last summary of these 4 points, that you remember them. The world, this world is not our home. We have a much greater destination. Number two, it is in the worst of times that we need the best theology. And you can provide hope to people with that good theology. Third, the body of Christ is real, and this community is needed during sorrow. And finally, in the midst of sorrow, God is still good. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your goodness and your love, your loving kindness in the day, and your song that sings over us in the nighttime. Even in the midst of our sorrow, we will remember, for that in you is all of our hope. In Jesus' name.